Welcome to Stories of Abdu'l-Bahá, a podcast created in the year of the 100th anniversary of the ascension of Abdu'l-Bahá. In this podcast, stories on the life of Abdu'l-Bahá are shared in the hopes of generating profound reflections. In today's episode, we will hear stories from vignettes from the life of Abdu'l-Bahá. Chapter 2, His Kindly Heart. Let your heart burn with loving kindness for all who may cross your path. Abdu'l-Bahá. The above words of the Master during his visit to Paris were exemplified in his life, whether as a prisoner or a free man. As Sheikh Effendi, the guardian of the Baha'i faith, wrote of him, he was incomparable in the spontaneity, the genuineness, and warmth of his sympathy and loving kindness shown to friend and stranger alike. Believer and unbeliever, rich and poor, high and low, whom he met either intimately or casually, whether on board ship or whilst pacing the streets, in parks or public squares, at receptions or banquets, in slums or mansions, in the gathering of his followers or the assemblage of the learned. He, the incarnation of every Baha'i virtue and the embodiment of every Baha'i ideal. As one of his early admirers in the United States noted, he manifested what others mouthed. One day, while Abdu'l-Bahá was in America, a young man named Fred Mortensen traveled all the way from Cleveland in the Midwest to Maine in the East in order to see him. Years later, he wrote his own story. He was brought up in a very tough area, and he belonged to a gang for which fighting, stealing, and vandalism were a way of life. On one occasion, he escaped from jail while awaiting trial and was a fugitive for 4 years. One day, he tried to prevent a policeman from arresting another man and in the process was surprised by some detectives. He jumped off a 35-foot wall in an attempt to escape and broke his leg. This brought him in touch with Albert Hall, a Baha'i, who not only became his defender and helped him to gain his freedom, but also told him about the Baha'i faith. Although at first he found it bewildering, he was attracted, and eventually his whole life changed. As he wrote, "Thus the Word of God gave me a new birth." When Abdu'l-Bahá came to America in 1912, Fred Mortensen felt he was being urged by the Holy Spirit to make the journey to see him. He had attended the Printers' Convention in Cleveland, but felt increasingly restless and decided to leave, come what may. He wrote, "The night before leaving Cleveland, I had a dream that I was Abdu'l-Bahá's guest, that I sat at a long table, and many others were there too, and of how he walked up and down telling stories emphasizing with his hand. This later was fulfilled, and he looked just as I saw him in Cleveland. As my finances were low, I of necessity must hobo my way to Greenacre. The Nickel Plate Railway was my choice for conveyance to Buffalo, New York. From Buffalo, I again rode the rods to Boston, a long ride from around midnight until 9 next morning. The Boston and Maine Railway was the last link between Abdu'l-Bahá and the outside world, so it seemed to me, and when I crawled off the top of one of its passenger trains at Portsmouth, New Hampshire, I was exceedingly happy. A boat ride, a streetcar ride, and there I was, at the gate of paradise. My heart beating double time, I stepped onto the soil of that to-be-famous center, tired, dirty, and wondering, but happy. He found that he was one of numerous people, all of whom wished also to see the beloved master, and he was a very late arrival. Great was his astonishment the next day when he was told, Abdu'l-Bahá wishes to see Mr. Mortensen. It had seemed that the master's first interview with the doctor had but begun. He was unprepared and nearly wilted. He really somehow had expected to be called last. Mr. Mortensen recorded what happened next. He welcomed me with a smile and a warm hand clasp, telling me to be seated, he sitting before me. His first words were, "Welcome, welcome, you are very welcome." Then, "Are you happy?" which was repeated 3 times. Then came more queries, including one he had hoped to avoid. Did you have a pleasant journey? Of all the questions I wished to avoid, this was the one. I dropped my gaze to the floor, and again he put the question. I lifted my eyes to his, and his were as 2 black, sparkling jewels, which seemed to look into my very depths. I knew he knew, and I must tell. I answered, I did not come as people generally do, who come to see you. Question, how did you come? Answer, riding under and on top of the railway trains. Question, explain how. Now, as I looked into the eyes of Abdu'l-Bahá, I saw they had changed, and a wondrous light seemed to pour out. It was the light of love, and I felt relieved and very much happier. I explained to him how I rode on the trains, after which he kissed both my cheeks, gave me much fruit, and kissed the dirty hat I wore, which had become soiled on my trip to see him. When the master prepared to leave Greenacre, Mortensen was on hand to say farewell. Great indeed was his astonishment when the master requested him to come into his car. He was thus blessed to be with Abdu'l-Bahá for a week in Malden, Massachusetts. Finally he wrote, "These events are engraved upon the tablet of my heart, and I love every moment of them. The words of Bahá'u'lláh are my food, my drink, and my life. I have no other aim than to be of service in his pathway and to be obedient to his covenant."
Spirit, O Son of Spirit, my first counsel is this. My first counsel is this. Possess a pure, kindly, and radiant, that thine may be a sovereignty, ancient, imperishable, and everlasting. Ancient, imperishable.